echte ervaring.
You are listening to That Digital Show, a business podcast presented by Google Cloud to help organizations innovate and grow value in a digital world. Next 21, speed to business value with Automation Anywhere. In this episode, we are joined by Neeraj Gokhale from Automation Anywhere and Vikas Anand from Google Cloud to discuss how the two companies are partnering to speed value creation using intelligent automation. Hello, everyone. My name is Chris Hood. I'm a digital strategist at Google Cloud, and I wanted to thank you for tuning in and listening to this special edition of our podcast for Google Cloud's Next 21. If you enjoy the show, you can connect with us throughout social media and subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast platform. I am thrilled to have joining me Vikas Anand, head of product at Google Cloud, and Neeraj Gokhale, executive vice president of products at Automation Anywhere. Welcome to you both. Vikas, would you mind sharing a little bit about your role at Google Cloud?
Hey, Chris. Good to see you again. So happy to be here along with Neeraj from Automation Anywhere. Like you said, I head product for business application platform as a part of Google Cloud, which includes Apigee. And you know what? We just came out as leaders in the Gartner MQ. So high five to you at that, Chris. Yeah, we're also investing in no code with AppSheet. So bringing the consumption of APIs to business users and less technical users as well. So very proud of the work the team is doing. Glad to be here. And before Neeraj introduces himself, just a little bit of a teaser. Neeraj and I have worked together in the past in different organizations and roles together. And Neeraj has a very strong background in data. So today's topic is going to be really cool because data drives pretty much everything and how RPA, AI, and data can help customers enable automation is the topic. So it's really exciting to have Neeraj on board. So Neeraj?
Great. Thank you, Vikas. And great to meet you, Chris, as well. Really excited to be here. As Vikas kicked it off, I have spent a number of years in the industry around data management and data integration. And now I run the product portfolio, RPA product portfolio at Automation Anywhere. I'm also the executive responsible for their partnership with Google. So truly excited to join this podcast with Vikas and talk about how the two companies are working together to build out the digital transformation future for our customers. And in fact, as Vikas was saying, clearly data and processes and artificial intelligence intersect when you think about the transformation journey that our customers are taking. And Automation Anywhere is powering the robotic process automation capabilities for our customers, utilizing the underlying data fabric and underlying information that exists in the enterprise. And congratulations on your Gartner placement. We are happy to report that we also achieved the leaders quadrant number of years in a row now. So it's great to be working together.
And that's probably a great place to start. We hear terms like RPA, just automation in general, which I think most of our listeners understand. But if we were to summarize that or package it up around what Automation Anywhere is providing to your customers, can you summarize everything and give us some definitions for context for our conversation today?
Certainly. Robotic process automation, or RPA as it's often called, is a critical part of the digital transformation journey for our customers. Now, this really allows the customers to automate a variety of tasks and processes that otherwise would be done by humans and people would be spending a lot of time on it. So instead, what we provide, what RPA provides, is software bots that can do these tasks faster, better, cheaper in many cases. And some examples could be logging into applications and capturing information and transferring information from one application to the other, for example. Finding and capturing information from websites and making it available to the enterprise, moving files, parsing emails or other unstructured documents, and making that data available to the company and such. As you string these processes together, you're able to eliminate a lot of manual work in the enterprise and speed up a work with high quality. From an Automation Anywhere perspective, we are the leading cloud-native vendor, in fact, the only large cloud vendor that is architected as a cloud-native solution from the bottom up. And it's a complete automation platform from end to end, which provides intelligent automation for our customers to really allow their workers to eliminate repetitive tasks and focus on high-value activities instead.
And we often talk about how APIs can also help accelerate businesses in their application modernization efforts or just creating digital experiences. And then we start to wrap around that various elements of data. And we definitely get into automation as well. So Vikas, in this partnership with Google Cloud, Apigee, Automation Anywhere, What are some of the benefits that we're hoping to achieve?
At Apigee, we've been actually helping our customers side by side, really helping them through their digital journey. What's interesting is in the last couple of years, and even pre-COVID, the speed of digitization has been really accelerating. And to make digitization successful, there is a need, there's a requirement to have access of understanding of data for insights in ML and opening up the core systems for process architecture and automation. This is really important to actually bring the competitive advantage for the organization. It's all about how back office processes can be optimized, you know, how fast and efficiently can the back office's processes execute. On the other hand, it's also about the optimization of the front offices applications, supporting the scale of customer-facing operations. I mean, today, suddenly, the digital front door has been the key to serving customers when they can't visit the stores physically because of the pandemic. It's all about optimizing the front office as well while preserving the sense of personal touch and quality of communications. Let's take an example. In the case of front office, there's a call center process. I think we've all used it for many different use cases. You know, sometimes it's about inquiring about the billing information for our cell phone provider. Sometimes it's all about booking tickets through an airline or hotel bookings. Think of how that has evolved. The combination of NLP technology, AI and machine learning, used from virtual agents, it has grown from understanding words to sentences to actually make conversations and include the intent behind it. Now, machines can handle these conversations, increasing the efficiency of call centers and accelerate the business value they provide. So our shared vision with Automation Anywhere is really to help customers define how they can maximize the business value from data and how they can streamline and digitize their core business processes with automation. That's where we really want to help companies get the competitive advantage that they don't currently have.
And I think that's an interesting connection there. We think about automation as a mechanism of speed. I think for most of us, we can make that correlation. But for a business who is having conversations with Automation Anywhere, and they're thinking about how is this ultimately going to impact the value of my business or the value to my customers, what are some of the examples that you can share that demonstrate that value?
Yeah, Chris. So this is, Vikas pointed to a great example around the work we're doing together in call center. And that's just one of the examples of many places we're working together for solutions, right? But let's talk about the call center. The example that he gave, the agents typically in a call center have to field a large number of calls, and they have to simultaneously work on a large number of things. As a call comes in, they have to gather information about the customer, the context of the call, for example. Also, during the call, depending on the inquiry, they need to sometimes access multiple backend systems, whether they're ERP systems, billing systems, order management systems, and such, so that they can get to the right information they need to address the customer's concerns. And often after the call, they need to sort of either complete the transaction by ordering some parts or something like that, or even just documenting the call history. Now, in doing that, the agent is spending a lot of time accessing a lot of information from multiple systems. Robots can help them tremendously. They can bring that information at the fingertips of the agent in the context of the call. If it's a human agent, the robots can help the human provide that information. If it's a virtual agent, in fact, a great technology piece that Google has on that, again, automation plays the same role in being able to bring that information together in the time of service, if you would, right? Without it, what happens is the agent ends up spending a lot of time on repetitive manual work. This elongates the call, so the customer experience is not as good. How often have you been put on hold saying, wait, let me check on something, and then you're waiting, wondering what the agent is checking on. So it's basically trying to log on to various systems and getting the information. Actually, the customer experience suffers. But most importantly, having the agent do all this work means they have less time to spend on engaging with the customer, building the rapport, addressing their concerns, and even suggesting maybe some additional services that they could buy. So many of the high-value activities are compromised because the agent is spending time on low-value activities. It's an example of where the two technologies come together. For example, Google CCAI has a rich set of AI technologies that can, as Gus was mentioning, use NLP and advanced analytics and provide a virtual agent experience or assist a real agent. But Automation Anywhere can do the heavy lifting around getting the data that the agent needs based on the context of the call, making the agent more efficient and providing the right information at the right point in time. Apigee also plays a critical role in this in terms of being able to access information using APIs. There are many other systems that don't have ready API access as well, and this is where the two products work really together. At the end of it, what you really get is you get agents that are much better informed. You get more intelligent virtual agents who have the full context of the enterprise and the enterprise processes. You get a faster service request resolution in seconds, if you would, and a lower cost of operation because now the agents are able to handle many more calls. But most importantly, this actually provides a much better customer experience to the person who's calling in, and therefore the company benefits from that. This is just one of the many that we're working on together.
That's one of many. So I'm curious, what are some of the other use cases?
Within GCP, I think you are aware, and some of our listeners probably are aware. If not, I think it's a good time to introduce the fact that in Google Cloud, we are actually developing solutions, industry solutions, for a variety of different verticals and use cases. And these kind of span from like the call center example that Neeraj talked about to workflows for mortgage, loan processing, know your customer, solutions for supply chain, and many more. From our perspective, we are putting a lens across all these solutions and, you know, looking at how we can partner together, not just in terms of delivering a architecture, but doing deeper product integration to bring those solutions to our customers jointly. So Google Cloud has industry solutions and vertical solutions, how we can take a combination of those along with Automation Anywhere capabilities to enable our customers to fulfill their set of use cases as they deploy these solutions. To give you one example, for mortgage origination, we are applying intelligent document processing, data extraction, data processing, and AI to really help shorten the closing cycle. And while doing so, mitigate the risks of bad loans and reduce loan costs. When this is deployed at a customer, you have to connect and really make it work with the existing back offices, processes, and applications which customers have. Some of them may be API enabled, some of them may not be. And that's where a joint solution helps our customer fulfill these set of use cases. Neeraj, would you like to add anything to that?
We announced a strategic partnership with Google Cloud in March this year. And since then, we have made tremendous progress in putting Automation 360 natively on Google Cloud, as well as integrating with a variety of Google products and creating a variety of vertical specific solutions that we plan to take to market. And for example, this another one is in the supply chain area, right? I think there's an initiative called Supply Chain Twin. And in fact, many companies are looking to get a digital representation of the supply chain, which really is a lot of information from a variety of systems that they need to be able to model and look at what the supply chain is really doing. Again, together between the two clients, we're able to deliver solutions like that. But the one point I wanted to add was that obviously we both are going to be building a variety of industry solutions, and we are providing them as a package set of applications or solutions to the industry. Customers on their own have, because both the product sets, Google's AI stack, for example, and Apigee, as well as the Automation Anywhere RPA capabilities, are so vast and so wide that customers have used these products even outside our pre-built solutions into a variety of use cases. It sometimes feels like a kid in a candy store because there's so much opportunity and so many different scenarios and use cases that we can power together. And we're seeing our customers really look at the products and frankly choose their own paths for digital transformation, sometimes ahead of the solution that we provide. So a tremendous opportunity, tremendous value delivered to customer. And the other good part is being cloud native and truly a cloud-centric solution, it matches our DNA with Google's as a product suite and really works very well together with the benefit of the speed of delivery, low cost, high security, all the things that you would expect from industry standard cloud platforms.
Yeah, Neeraj, as you described, we are definitely partnering in the areas of the vertical industry solutions. But more importantly, within Google, we have invested with a focus on bringing automation for everyone. At the scale at which Google operates, our goal is to bring this to as many workloads as possible. More than 90% of Forbes companies are using Google Cloud, which means that over 3 billion users rely on Google Workspace to stay connected, share ideas, and get more done together. So besides the vertical and industry solutions that Neeraj talked about, we're also partnering in the area of providing access to AI and automation technologies. With respect to this, we've done recent investments, especially on the no-code front, where we announced the acquisition of AppSheet Automation in 2020, and we've been investing in adding automation capabilities since then. which combines AI-powered automation and no-code development capabilities to empower the line of business developers. So we are investing in integration between our technologies for app development, automation with no-code, and of course, our API management platform as a horizontal solution, along with the Automation Anywhere RPA capabilities to help our customers solve for use cases beyond the industry and vertical solutions that Neeraj was describing as well.
Many companies have backend systems, particularly like SAP or Workday, and there are a number of processes embedded into those applications that can be optimized and improved with automation. Automation Anywhere has pre-built SAP integrations, so we understand the SAP application landscape really well, just as we do with Workday and others as well. And I think that is another tremendous area of opportunity that our customers are leveraging to automate their processes, optimize their end-to-end processes within a system like SAP. Also using automation for even things like migration and upgrades so that you can use automation to reduce the amount of human labor that goes into these works. And I think that's what creates a tremendous opportunity set for customers who are users of existing enterprise applications, but understand that there are inefficiencies in their current applications as well.
So we've talked a little bit about automation, RPA, APIs, even AppSheet in terms of providing consumers some way to improve workflows. But for the executives who might be listening to the show and are thinking about their own digital strategies and building out unique customer experiences, where's some place they can start? Any tips on just how to think about it or a strategy around that?
In Google Cloud, our key focus is to help our customers through their digital journey. And customers have a variety of solutions that they actually have in their environment and ecosystem. Obviously, Google Cloud is a path for them to deploy those diverse set of workloads and actually enable the automation. And this, we believe, is the next big opportunity to help our customers in their journey. Automation Anywhere for us is a strategic partner to help us enable that automation, where our customers can now find automation capabilities and products like A360 on Google Cloud, along with the industry-specific technology solutions. And like I said, our horizontal investments in deeper integration with Apigee and our AppSheet with RPA to build out applications and solutions that they want. So they can have an automation-first strategy along with API-first and app-first in their ecosystem.
Yeah, and to add to what Vikas said, I mean, Automation Anywhere, I mentioned already, delivers the cloud-native RPA. That's a big advantage for our customers because they can deploy this with trust and speed at cloud scale. The other part, I think you asked about identifying opportunities. We bring an end-to-end product portfolio for automation, which also includes an ability to discover what processes are being run in the various workloads that Vikas talked about and identify opportunities for optimization and automation as well. So we have a product called Discovery Bot that does that, just that, which is, allows customers to identify what the areas are. But beyond that, clearly the ability to bring automation to every employee. I mean, that's our shared goal. It's not about just bringing it to the automation experts. It's not just about bringing it to developers. It's really for every employee to be able to potentially build and definitely use automation. We're both targeting. And in fact, the speed of automation should be in weeks, not months, to create business value. When we talk about ease of building and running RPA bots across the enterprise and empowering every employee to not only just build, but also use the bots, IT plays a significant role in that as well. This is where we work very closely with the Centers of Excellence and IT departments to enable them to allow customers to build bot, govern those processes really well, as well as sort of democratize the level of automation in their enterprise so that they can get a maximum impact across the enterprise. IT and business both play a critical role in this adoption and this part of the journey of digital transformation.
You know, we are really excited about this partnership and what we can bring to our customers. We have been working in the last couple of quarters with early customers and design partners and actually been identifying more areas where we can do deeper integration between our products. So it's not just about solutions, but also creating engineering projects which can actually bring us together closer on the product side. And that's going to be a focus for us in the next few quarters to come. Really excited about the partnership and what we bring together jointly to our customers.
Well, thank you both. This has been a great conversation. Really appreciate you joining us.
Thank you so much, Chris, for driving this. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for bringing us together. It was great.
And thanks to all of you who are listening. If you have questions, comments, or ideas for the show, connect with us throughout social media and join us for another digital transformation topic on That Digital Show. Thanks for listening.